This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week, huh? What a week. Right now, as I sit here, they're talking about taking my state and putting us on lockdown in South Carolina. I know some of you in New York and California. I know some of you have already been in lockdown. Michigan, Illinois, lots of places already in lockdown. I don't know why we would go into lockdown now, but I digress. This whole COVID-19 pandemic can be used to illustrate two problems that are both more destructive than the virus. And these problems relate to how Americans view the role of government in their lives and to the belief that government money can always fix problems. So let's us look at the money issue first, shall we? The immediate reaction of our government to the virus threat was to spend massive amounts of money. And the latest news is that politicians plan to boost the economy with nearly $2 trillion in spending and loans. The package is coming in at about 10% of GDP. It is very large, according to Larry Kudlow. For a plan of this size to sound like a good idea, you need to ignore some important economic facts. Like the fact that our country has unbelievable levels of debt, and our debt is rising rapidly, and the numbers are staggering. The debt clock shows U.S. debt at $23 trillion, near literally 110% of GDP, and unfunded liabilities at $77 trillion. That's $100 trillion. And that's a conservative estimate. But Boston University economist Lawrence Kotlikoff, yeah, who's an expert on the national debt, says the true size of our fiscal problem is $222 trillion, 20 times bigger than the official debt. The government has gone out of its way to run up a Ponzi scheme and keep evidence of that off the books by using language to make it appear that we have a small debt, which, does anybody think $100 trillion is a small debt? Economically, we're sort of on the Titanic headed for the debt iceberg. And in brief moments of clear vision, we can see the iceberg, and we know we must change course to avoid disaster. But a self-imposed fog allows us to pretend things are fine. Do not look away. Look directly at this problem, because it's real. Things that are unsustainable cannot be sustained. Reality always bats last. And there's also an important moral dimension to new spending programs. The government has spent all of its income and much more, so we should think of new spending programs as simply more debt being piled onto our children and grandchildren. The required first sentence of any new spending bill should be, our current consumption is more important to us than any burden we will place on future generations. Therefore, let's place this much more debt on them. It is immoral to ignore the burden of the deficit on future generations. We're digging a hole for them that they will never get out of. Government debt is a government claim on future incomes. It's an unpaid tax bill. And you can make the case that big deficit spending is warranted to protect current and future citizens in a time of war. Some level of spending is warranted in the fight against this virus. But if you look at the big picture of government expansion over the last several decades as the administrative state grew and the deficit exploded, you know, does it make you a caring person if you propose free health care for everyone, including illegal aliens? No. It makes you a dangerous fool because somebody's got to pay for that. In the socialist dream world, there will never be a day of reckoning for government debt. Stephanie Kelton, an economic advisor to Bernie Sanders, said, if you control your own currency and you have bills that are coming due, it means you can always afford to pay the bills on time. You can never go broke. You can never be forced into bankruptcy. Governments that have tried this approach have ended up with money that looks like this $50 trillion bill from Zimbabwe I've got laying here. Real paper money. But that $50 trillion would not buy very much. In Venezuela, the inflation rate is around 53 million%. And that means everything costs you more every day. And with socialist destruction of the economy, there are far fewer things to buy. So this kind of money does help with the toilet paper shortage, however. Governments can create money, but creating money does not create wealth. Wealth comes from productivity. Putting ink on small pieces of paper does not make wealth. You can visualize that fact quite easily. Imagine that our government officials keep business closed to protect us from the virus, but they send everyone large checks every month. Our benevolent leaders made sure we had lots of money, so we're all taken care of, right? Well, without productive people, the true engine of wealth, Atlas would shrug and the world would fall into its own natural state, which is poverty. Anything that destroys productivity also destroys prosperity. And that's why socialism has never worked and never will. The socialist utopia that delusion is that people like Bernie and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can manage taxing and spending in such a way that everything people really need will be free. Alarming numbers of young people have this delusion. So unless you're new to this planet or blind to the reality, you must understand that government bureaucracies are an inefficient and an expensive way, or a very expensive way, to provide anything. Politicians can't provide anything. They can only transfer money or borrow money. So said another way, they can take the productive accomplishments of one group and give them to another group. Or they can borrow from our children to pay for current consumption. And that's it. They buy votes in one of those two ways. So now let's talk about the role of government in our lives and see how it relates to this current crisis. When we were young as a nation, citizens accepted both the pleasures and the perils of liberty. They enjoyed the right to direct their own lives and accepted the resulting responsibility. The government was small and very far away. The explicit goal of the founders was to keep it small because the sphere of liberty shrinks as the size of government grows. Self-reliance was considered an important virtue. Children may expect others to take care of them, but adults don't get that. People in need were helped by their neighbors. Charity's always been a big part of the American spirit. The goal of charity was to restore people to self-reliance. The lesson in Aesop's fable, The Grasshopper and the Ants, was an integral part of American values. The story shows the wisdom of preparing to take care of yourself in hard times. In 200 years, Americans have moved a long, long way from self-reliance toward government dependence. FDR did more to move the citizens in the direction of government dependency than any other president. Yet, look at what he said in 1935 when everyone can see that his big spending programs were not ending the Great Depression. When he did his State of the Union, he said the burden of the federal government has grown with great rapidity. The federal government must and shall quit this business of relief, though, is how he ended that. So, do you believe that this natural self-reliance has been destroyed here in these United States? Has it been replaced by acceptance of dependence? Do you believe that? Early Americans expected the government to leave them alone, and many present-day Americans expect the government to take care of them. And the assumption that the government will take care of your needs is a narcotic, a very subtle destroyer of the human spirit. It's fentanyl on steroids. If you like the childlike attitude that some government should take care of you, it changes how you prepare for future problems. And this attitude is why 25% of Americans do not have a savings account, and 40% say they would have trouble paying an unexpected expense of $400. We're not prepared for trouble now, and we are in the middle of trouble right now. We are Aesop's grasshopper in winter. Trump understands that we have to get productive. He's got to turn this productive engine back on soon. And that will help, but the debt explosion and the increasing dependence on government are much more dangerous to us as a free people, as a republic, than the Wuhan virus. The Wuhan virus is a blip compared to what we're facing if we keep going this way. It cannot be sustained because it is unsustainable. Simply put. I don't know any other way to give it to you that, you know, besides that. Wasn't wasn't very uplifting, but, you know, I'm just trying to level with you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. While gun owners are properly focused on the immediate threats arising from the coronavirus pandemic and associated disruptions of, quote, normal life, unquote. Once the manipulated crisis passes, the enemies of the right to keep and bear arms will be ready to hit the ground running. And that's the case in California with a K, overwhelmingly ruled by anti-guns. Or, well, in private hands. They don't like you to have guns. Democrats, where the ordered closure of gun shops using the non-essential business excuse ignores the one thing the founders deemed necessary to the security of a free state. And shortly before all eyes become focused on that, one of the more committed citizen disarmament enthusiasts in the legislature, Assemblyman David Chu, resurrected a gun grabber dream list priority, micro-stamping, a requirement for firearms to mark an identifier on ammunition casings, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Disregard for a moment the professional reporter Alexei Kosev and his editors seem confused at times and tell readers that the unique imprint will be left on bullets that are fired. That is not the case. It will hit the primer, which will stay with the gun and be ejected out of a port or be dumped into the ground or whatever. But the bullet is headed downrange. It takes nothing with it. And that's not what it's about anyway. After then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed micro-stamping into law in 2007, manufacturers stopped introducing new models and limited their California inventories to models without marking technology that had already made it into the state's certified list. Because, see, in California, you got to go through an approval process in order to be sold in California. Californians don't have the benefit of, I don't think they can get a Glock Gen 5, for example. Or Gen 4, for that matter. But, you know, I digress. No, the object here, from Representative Chu, Assemblyman Chu, is to ban the gun still on the list. Requiring one mark instead of two is not calling the gun makers bluff and removing their excuse to boycott the law. It's dictating to supposed free citizens that there are even more in common use at the time firearms the Democrat tyrants intend to deny them, first in California and then to any other state where the citizens are suicidally ignorant enough to vote in swindlers intent on gutting their birthrights. We'll get back to that in just a second. Assemblyman Chu lied, saying it creates a mechanism for unsafe guns to be phased out and safer guns that assist with crime solving to enter the market. All the guns on the list had already been deemed safe by the state in order to be included, and the technology is easily defeated by those who intend to criminally misuse guns. Not that they have to. And it will, of course, stop and or solve nothing. No violent crimes. But that's not the point. The point is to further limit the availability of firearms to California citizens by drying up their sources of supply. The state started with their stupid drop test requirement as if there was an epidemic of gun deaths and injuries resulting from that non-existent problem, and as if there's no remedies through the courts if there were, and then moved on to the mandated loaded chamber indicators like the one that is on the Beretta 92 Compact L that a 14-year-old used to kill a 15-year-old during a practical joke. As if reptiles that leave brass at crime scenes get their guns through channels traceable to them, you know. Chu, of course, knows that. This is just another calculated harassment of gun manufacturers and dealers designed to drive them out of business, and it's more in-your-face, California gun owners, from someone who hates and wants to disarm them. So his attitude points to a tangentially related issue that the gun grabbers are counting on, and the so-called gun lobby has been shamefully hiding from, lest they are smeared as haters. Chu is the son of Taiwanese parents who came to this country to enjoy the benefits of American freedoms unavailable in the land they fled. And we knew from all credible means of observation that immigrant groups, particularly Hispanics and Asians, overwhelmingly followed their cultural biases down the pathway to citizenship to the Democrat slash anti-gun camp. You would think somebody that resisted the Chi-Com tyranny would know better, but civilians are not allowed to possess any firearms with narrow exceptions in Taiwan, for example. And it's not like Taiwanese citizens need to risk themselves when they have treaty guarantees that American lives, blood, and treasure will be spent on their behalf should the need arise to maintain the capacity of the United States to resist any force or resort to force or other forms of coercion that would jeopardize the security or the social or economic system of the good people of Taiwan. You can look for Mr. Chu's bill to pass as soon as the legislature feels it's the best time to capitalize on the publicity and for Gavin Newsom to happily stick it to that part of the California citizenry that doesn't vote Democrat. And look for that to be upheld, since by the court, you know, by ignoring the core militia purpose of the Second Amendment and relying pretty much exclusively on self-defense and its legal arguments, the gun lobby has undermined its ability to fight for ordinary military equipment intended to be taken into common defense battles. This has left us in a situation where the courts rule as long as you can have a gun for self-defense, the state can limit your options on what you can keep and where you can bear it. The appropriate response, of course, is for the manufacturers who depend on gun owners for their livelihoods to take the Barrett/Hornady approach and tell the tyrants to make, service, and supply their own damn guns rather than continuing to supply enforcers who will use their superior armaments to disarm Americans. Just don't hold your breath waiting for gun owners to unify and demand that of them. That may change now. That actually may be in the process of changing. But this is the thing that I've been saying. And listen, I know California is not all Democrat. I know there's a huge contingent of people that own guns in California. There's probably twice as many gun owners in California than there are in people in my state of South Carolina. I'd be willing to go that far. However, the problem is not people who own guns. It's people who own guns that maybe don't vote. Now, I don't know how everybody's distributed, right? What I do know is the government that's in place. I know of what the government that's in place. I know that it's really bad there. I know that, for all I, you know, do Republicans even exist in California? Now, with coronavirus, with everybody wanting to buy guns, I mean, in L.A., they closed gun stores. In San Diego, they left them open. You don't have a uniform set of laws going on or anything like that currently in California. And therein lies the problem. That's my biggest problem with gun control and the fact that we have allowed them to get out there and use this whole 10th Amendment argument against us. They don't get to use the 10th Amendment argument against us on the 1st Amendment or the 4th or the 5th or the 6th. People transgress against them without a doubt. But listen, California, you guys are better than this. You got to get rid of these guys. You got to get rid of these people who've decided they know better what you need than you know. You got to make that move now, or you have to live with it. Prepare or suffer. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional additional units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. A group of small business truckers have sent an email to the Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. This email asks that as part of the national emergency involving the Chinese virus, the federal government declared the Second Amendment overrides state law and federal regulation forbidding truckers from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Coming from TransportationNation.com. The 15,000-member SBTC is calling on federal authorities to preempt state and local laws regarding the right to carry a firearm. Therefore, in accordance with the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, we hereby request the U.S. Department of Transportation please issue a preemption order nullifying any and all state and local laws that restrict truck drivers from carrying firearms across state lines throughout America in order to enable them to protect themselves and their cargo as they engage in interstate commerce. As this is now a matter of life and death, please issue same forthwith. The SBTC, through its Trucker Lives Matter campaign, has sought the unfettered ability of drivers to carry firearms for self-defense nationwide since its inception in 2017. They appointed to the Department of Labor statistics that show the unusually high rates of murders on the road for workers in interstate transportation. All of this is a very valid argument. It's vital that trucks keep delivering everything society needs to keep operating during the emergency. I went into a grocery store earlier today, and they had milk, and they had a little more meat. They still didn't have any paper products. And thankfully, I don't need any paper products, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Without the truckers getting out there and doing this, we're in big trouble. If the supply chain breaks, we're in big trouble. And then all of this stuff that I've got laying around me, this plate carrier over here and this AR-15 and, you know, the trauma kits and the handguns and all the other accoutrements that normally would accompany a man into war or woman, are they going to have to be put on? They're going to have to be put on because this will not be social unrest. This will be dystopia. Now, during social unrest, there's always going to be an element attempting to take advantage of the situation. So one argument between those who want the population disarmed and those who believe the population should have easy access to arms is a small-scale utilitarian one. People who are voluntarily unarmed have a psychological interest in promoting the idea that having a gun makes a person less safe, and that having a gun has no utility in preventing crime. And that reassures them they've made the correct decision by deciding to be unarmed. But that's a very difficult argument to make rationally persuasive. Weapons would not exist if they did not provide the possessor with an advantage over the disarmed, and making them equal with those that are armed that would come at them. So then the fallback position for those who would wish the population to be disarmed is to claim only intensely trained and supervised individuals, such as supposedly police and military personnel, can gain benefit from being armed. But that's, you know, then, okay, so they use that to disarm civilians, right? But in New Jersey, a New York cop can't carry a gun. On our military posts, military members cannot carry a gun. There's not guns everywhere on a military post. The weapons they have, the manned portable weapons, are locked up in the armor room. And you have an armorer who's basically the shepherd over those weapons. They don't trust them to carry a gun on a military post. So while they use that to disarm us, on the other hand, they disarm them as well. Now, people who have passed through the legal hoops required to obtain carry permits actually commit far fewer crimes than do the police. Police tend to train more with firearms than do most military, and that should not be difficult for you to believe at all. Most of the military is logistics. Most of the military is logistics. A guy in combat arms wants a hot meal. He wants fuel in his vehicle. He wants fresh clothes. He wants medical attention. He wants good equipment. But, you know, it's one guy going down a series of lines and buildings getting all that stuff. It's not the other way around. Combat arms is not the preponderance of the military. They're not training constantly. They have to qualify once a year, without a doubt. But cops train more than the military, and I probably train more than cops do. So, anyway. Commercial truckers go through a similar background check process, as do most concealed carry permit holders. Truckers are especially vulnerable to violent crime because of their vocation. It would be a good test case for the Trump administration to declare during this emergency the exercise of Second Amendment rights by commercial truckers whose licenses are federally supervised override state powers to regulate firearms. That argument would be bolstered by the power of the federal government to regulate interstate commerce as granted by the Constitution. This is what the Commerce Clause. That's always what gets thrown against us. We can take this over and regulate this to your eyeballs because of the Commerce Clause. Those who have lived by the abuse of the Interstate Commerce Clause for decades would be feeling the other side of the blade. This would be good policy. And this would be great politics. And it would be immediately challenged in court, and it would send a good message to the appeals courts and the Supreme Court. Because this combines utility, emergency powers, the Second Amendment, and the Commerce Clause. It would be nearly irresistible for activist district court judges. It would be difficult for the appellate courts to ignore. Such a combination would be very difficult for the current Supreme Court to ignore. It would not be perfect. Perfect is the enemy of the good, because those who insist on perfect prevent the good from ever happening. So such an emergency proclamation would be a double-edged dagger pointed at the heart of arguments against the exercise of Second Amendment rights. Is this going to happen? I don't know. I don't think this is on the current radar of the Trump administration, primarily because the Trump administration always seems to have so many things being that they have to wade. It's like wading through a cesspool with a bunch of solid junk in the pool with you, trying to walk through that. So a lot of things that they should be looking at, like a lot of people go, well, you know, Bill, Trump hasn't really done anything good for the Second Amendment, has he? Well, tell me all the bad things that Barack Obama did against it, besides try to, you know, he tried to get out there and take a whole class of people and make them prohibited people. Aside from that, what laws did he actually pass, though? He didn't pass any. He didn't pass any. He passed one in his first term where you could carry guns onto national parks. So don't get too tangled up in what you think may or may not be actually, you know, it may not be what actually happened. But here we have, this is a very unique opportunity, and I'm afraid it's going to get wasted. And goodness gracious, what a thing. Truckers, if we lose the ability to ship goods across the country, we are in dire consequences then. We're in so much junk, I don't even know where to begin to tell you. There is no way to measure what's happening, how bad it's going to be if that happens. It will truly, we will go into a Mad Max sort of existence. Because name one thing that you don't get trucked in. Your gasoline does, your milk does. Unless you got cows and a oil drilling rig out back. We should actually be pushing for this. We should push for the truckers to be able to carry a gun anywhere they go. Anywhere they go. Because their license is overseen by the feds. It's a great position. I love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You know, I used to say before we begin the weekend in earnest, and so many of you are locked down right now, I don't want to say that. Simply because I don't know if that's taunting or whatever. But I will say this, you know, we're in this together. We're going to come through this together. No matter how bad it gets, we'll be in this together. So, this is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing that could be going on right now, and this is Gun Carrier 101 stuff, okay? Awareness is Gun Carrier 101 stuff. So, those who claim that a criminal just appears or comes out of nowhere have typically failed in awareness. As human beings can rarely approach unnoticed if the intended victim is paying attention. This is why most of the gunfighters I know, and I know a few, and I train to be one myself, this is why most of the gunfighters I know don't get into gunfights. The first thing that a person does when they decide to buy and then carry a gun is they accept the fact that violence can touch you personally. And then you become motivated to maintain situational awareness, in addition to carrying that gun. So what practices in particular can we implement to foster and maintain this awareness? So I have for you a 4-step mental process to go through whenever you enter a new space. And it only takes several seconds for you to make this assessment. So first, whenever you transition to a new environment, whether it's a restaurant, a parking garage, a gas station, parking lot, etc., look around to see who's already there and determine what they are doing. When you notice something that is out of the ordinary, an anomaly in the environment, pay attention to what your brain subconsciously tells you. Most people ignore the impulse of something not feeling right. If something alarms you, act on that intuition, get back into your vehicle and leave the environment. A person just standing around in a parking lot may be paying too much attention to you. Or a person sitting alone and acting hypervigilant in a restaurant are clues to possible danger. If it feels wrong, there's a good possibility that it is wrong, so leave. If it turns out that you were wrong about it, feeling wrong, then you get to feel like you're silly. Don't change a thing. Just meant you went somewhere else. Second, take note of the entries and exits that surround you in the environment. If something bad happens, whether it's a criminal assault or fire or any other emergency, being able to immediately evacuate the environment is going to be important. Beyond providing an escape, entries and exits also provide entrance to others. And if a threat is not present currently, it may enter through a doorway or other entry point. So when you take a seat in a restaurant or other public place, sit in a location that provides visibility to those entryways so that you can react if something does happen. Sitting close to an exit always makes good sense so that you can remove yourself from the environment if bad things do transpire. Third, take note of the points of cover or at least concealment in your environment. In a restaurant or a gas station, this may be counters or corners. In a parking lot, this certainly might be parked cars or curbs. Having a quickly accessible point of cover to move towards should something happen is always a key tactic. Fourth, take note of what the primary target area for robbery would be. In a parking lot, this might be you yourself. In a restaurant or bank, it will be the counter or teller. Having an understanding of what a criminal actor in the given environment will likely target will provide you with a sense of possible dangers and how best to deal with such. All of that stuff I just told you takes a few seconds when you first do it. And it does two things for you. First, when you run through that four-point checklist, it does indeed allow you to better equip yourself for an action plan should it be necessary, and will work towards your detection of danger to begin with. Second, making a habit out of performing this assessment conditions your mindset so that you will be more likely to detect danger in the first place. If nothing else, intentionally running through this mental check keeps you switched on, and it reaffirms the mindset that bad things can indeed happen to you personally, and they can happen anywhere. This isn't being paranoid. And it will not make you live in fear. Rather, it keeps you alert and breeds confidence in your own ability to defend yourself. This can be used in any situation, in any place. You can use it to avoid Antifa. You can use it to avoid, a mugger. You can use it to, being aware of what's going on around you is splendid. It's splendid practice. And while that initial mental checklist is very important when entering a new space, be sure to maintain awareness while you are in the environment. Thinking back to the gas station, if you pull into a gas station, does that represent an environment where a good deal of criminal activity transpires? People often become distracted while pumping gas, and criminal actors take advantage of this tendency. So when approaching a gas pump, assess your surroundings. You've got to pull out your wallet. Most people pay at the pump now, right? Most people pay at the pump. They're going to swipe their card. They're going to be, if they're using a debit card, they're going to be asked for a PIN. This takes a little bit of you got to pay attention to this stuff because you'll get turned down if you punch in the wrong PIN number. You still got to be looking around. You still got to be assessing what's around you. Now, the initial mental checklist will prompt you to look for potential danger when you pull into the gas station and read the environment. But that all is fluid. All of that is temporary. Whatever's going on in that place can change rapidly. So, while you're filling up, you need to be looking around. You need to be alert. You need to scan the lot for potential danger rather than bury your head on your phone. The mobile phone, I would love to see a study done to try to measure how much mugging has gone up since the advent of the mobile phone. There was a time, children, when the mobile phone was just a black and white screen or a monochrome screen, and you could send text messages and you could make phone calls, and that was it. They weren't smart. You didn't have apps. You couldn't play games. You couldn't measure your workout or anything. You just used the phone to make a phone call. There was a time when text messages were a new, really groovy thing. burying your head in your phone is certainly putting you in a really bad position. So, yeah. Knowing the environment when you first transition into it, then maintaining awareness of what is happening around you will go a long way towards avoiding the result of he came out of nowhere. So you have already made this initial acceptance that criminal activity and violence can reach you personally. And this fosters this vigilance, but it is a mindset that has to be practiced over and over and over again. Accepting that violence can happen to you personally and can do so at any time and in any place should motivate you to practice situational awareness. Staying switched on in any environment will do a lot to avoid ever saying he came out of nowhere. It boils down to this. Successful gunfighters don't. They don't get into gunfights because they're watching and they're paying attention and they're vigilant to what's going on around them, because none of them that I know, none of them that I've ever spoken to have ever said, I want to be in a gunfight. I mean, even the ones that I, you know, you would think of as the most hardened cases out there in the tactical training world, that you may only know them based upon their YouTube persona or something, they'll actually tell you with a very steady look in their eye that they would give up anything they can short of their life and the life of their loved ones in order to avoid shooting somebody. Therefore, they do not get into trouble. They don't get into gunfights. They don't have any of that stuff happening. Before we go away, stay calm. Stay calm. People are working on this. This is not as bad as it's being made out to be. A lot of this is a lot of what's going on with the coronavirus has been manufactured for you to scare you by the media. It is something to be concerned about in the same vein that you're concerned about the flu and the mumps and the measles and anything else that you might get. And people are dying from it, but stay calm anyway. And I'll be back next week. Stay aware. Keep your head up. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.